What has Dennis Pitta brought back to your offense?
You know, well, he got a touchdown pass, so that was pretty big for us in a key fourth down situation there at the end of the game, fourth quarter. So, you know, he gives us something in the red zone. He had a big third down conversion for us earlier. You know, that's Dennis is in. Dennis, you know, he and Joe have always had a nice rapport in the passing game, so that was missing probably a little bit before.
And then back to Calvin Johnson. I mean, you say he transcends the positions in some way. I mean, how do you guys cover him on Monday?
I don't know. I really don't. We're gonna try our best. You know, how does anybody cover him? I don't really see anybody covering him. In all truthfulness, we'll just try to hold our own as best we can.
How key will it be to solve some of your road issues in terms of winning and losing to get back in the playoffs?
Well, you're right. It's going to be critical. I mean, we've got two of the next three on the road, and. You know, these games are going to count for really making the difference. So we're going to have to do that if we want to keep playing into the postseason.
Ford Field's crowd caused the Bears to false start 9 times last time there was a Monday night game here. I believe your team's currently leading the NFL in false starts. Is there anything you can do to prepare for the environment?
Well, we try to. You know, we obviously aren't happy about that. That's that situation. I think it's the crowd. The crowd's great. And then, you know, their defense also adds to that. So that's something that's, you know, we're just going to have to do a better job of that, and we do work on it.
Why do you think your run game has struggled this year, Coach?
I don't think we haven't done a good job of blocking like we need to. We haven't made people miss like we need to. We haven't done the things, haven't probably thrown the ball as well as we need to back defenses up a little bit. All the usual things that in combination create problems for you in the run game.
I mean, is Ray Rice still the same player he was? I mean, any reason that he's struggled in particular?
Well, he was hurt for a while. I mean, you know, he pulled his hip flexor in week 2 against Cleveland, and I think, you know, that was a factor there for a while.
He's put that behind him, though?
Yes.
We just asked Joe this, but from your perspective, what's been the most difficult thing about trying to repeat?
You know, I haven't really thought about that. It's a fair question. You know, I just really haven't put any time into that right now. We're just kind of concentrating on the task at hand from week to week. It seems like the challenges are pretty tall, so you take your time to focus on that.
I think you have a relationship that goes back a little ways with John Bonamago. Just what have you seen from the special teams over here and any recollections of him?
Yeah, Bono, I mean, he's one of my good friends, and highly respect him as a coach and a family man. I've known him for years and years. We go back to the Michigan football camp when he was at Central Michigan and I was at Western Michigan and at Cincinnati. So really good special teams coach, having that background. I've gone against him, you know, in the past. And he's always got his guys playing just all out. And they really have the return game going now. You know, they got 2 scores last week, and they've been close coming up to that. So, yeah, they're doing a great job.
Coach, do you still have any family or friends in the area? Anything you want to do or see while you're out here?
Yeah, we won't be doing any sightseeing, but no, we've got lots of friends there, and my wife's family's all in that area there, down in you know, different parts of suburban Detroit and Ann Arbor and places like that. So, yeah, I got a bunch of friends from Pioneer High School, and you know, a lot of tickets. We'll be contributing to the crowd noise in there to some degree, I think.
Will they be wearing blue or purple?
If they got tickets from me, they better be wearing purple, I can tell you that. If I'm paying for the tickets, they better not be wearing blue.
John, you've been to the postseason all 5 years you've coached, and obviously last year won the Super Bowl. They say it's most difficult to go from good to great. What goes into making that step for a team?
Oh, man, I tell you, I you know, that's such a... They write books on that, and I don't know if anybody's quite figured it out, right? You know, but for us, it probably was, you know, just a 2 words I would use are faith and love. And just I know those are kind of like hard to quantify sometimes, but you know it when you see it and when you're a part of it. And when a team can come together in that way, and it usually is forged in the fire of adversity and challenges and things like that. And when those things push a team closer together, as opposed to pushing further apart, then you have a chance to do something really great.
So just to kind of clarify on that, it's in a league where talent is kind of on par across the course, it's more of a chemistry thing?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not a chemist. I never liked science very much in school. I wasn't very good at it, but I think what you're talking about is right. I was more social science, so.
Coach, what do you make of the matchup with your offensive line against the Lions front four?
Oh, I think we have our work cut out for us. You know, they're one of the best fronts in football. They're extremely well coached. They've got a legendary defensive line coach who does a tremendous job. And, you know, they've got a really good mindset along with a lot of talent.
And then Flacco's had some turnovers issues this year, but, I mean, how much faith do you have him? I mean, how much does he heat up, you know, in these cold months now?
Well, I've got a lot of faith in him. You know, he's our quarterback. I love him. I think he's a great player. And, you know, Joe's capable of making every throw and every play at any time and tremendously tough, smart guy. So I got a lot of confidence in him.
Just one last thing. You mentioned the Lions' return game really getting going. Jeremy Ross, I guess, has given them a big lift. And you, special teams coach for a long time. To do what he did last week in the snow, how difficult was that? How impressive was that?
Yeah, I tell you, it really was. I mean, the snow was looked like it was a foot deep, you know, and he was stepping through there. He just looked really strong to me, you know, like a really strong, hard-running guy. He's got elusiveness. He's got speed, really good vision. You know, it was pretty special what he did.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you,
okay, guys, appreciate it.